Welcome to another Business Victories podcast. I'm Sherry Ruskus, the Chief Encouragement Officer here at Business Victories. And this week we're going to be talking about how to make time for better energy. And with St. Patty's Day just today, when this victory letter comes out and is published, I love St. Patty's Day. I don't know about you. I thought I would start us off with an Irish saying, and that is that may your day be touched with a bit of Irish luck, brightened by a song in your heart, and warmed by the people that you love. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel warm all over. And this week, we're talking about better energy. And last week, we talked about using your time more productively. If you missed that podcast, please be sure to go back to it. But this week, I thought that we'd talk about another great way to spend our time, and that's to just be. Yeah, two little letters, B and E, which again, I think of as better energy. And to take those precious moments in between everything else that's going on in our life and just be with ourselves. For me, it starts with my morning momentum practice, which I've talked about many times, the first hour of each day to, you know, weekend hanging out alone or with friends and family, to time on the yoga mat, to even taking out 3 minutes during a busy day to just take some deep breaths, some meaningful breaths, and just to be in that moment. How about you? What does your be time look like? And I know for all of us, it can be so different. I've come again to think of this be time as better energy time. You could be cooking, you could be doing so many other things, riding your bike, those things that just let you just connect. And again, it's those snippets of time that lets us truly feel as we gear up, like it's that feeling time as we gear up for other things to come and are just in that moment. We're not looking back, we're not looking forward, just in that moment. This past week, I talked to a number of people who are experiencing cabin fever with the long anticipated wait for warmer days ahead. And isn't it exciting as I record this that spring is only a few days out? Hallelujah. This winter for sure has been a cold one across the U.S. And what I've come to discover over the years is to look at ways to embrace the deliciousness of being stuck inside. I even like to think of it as, I'm kind of gearing up because as I look out my window right now, I can actually even see my garden out there, which is covered in snow. And, I know that in just a short month from now, it'll be starting, the green will be coming up. It'll be time to have the lettuce in and a lot of things like that. And so if I use this time right now really creatively indoors, for a variety of tasks, including, some writing I've got to get done and all of that, I'll be able to spend more time outdoors and hiking and all the beautiful things that happen once the winter leaves us, that I won't be able to get some of this other stuff done. So really looking at how I can give my mind some extra attention just being instead of just feeling cooped up. Our mind is the thinking engine to the rest of our body, and it goes through a lot. Think about all your mind goes through in the course of one single day, right? All the thoughts you have, everything that's just going on, from focused to unfocused thoughts, from conscious to unconscious thoughts. Our mind tells the rest of our body what it needs to keep functioning really well. The results from just being can include, but are not limited to, allowing you these benefits, allowing you to be inspired, to be confident, to be you, to be courageous, to be happy, to be creative, to be effective, to be valued, both by yourself and by others. And finally, to be grateful, right? Just to be grateful that I'm still breathing, I'm still on the planet, and, things are, what's good in this moment right now. Perhaps it's just time to smell a flower or spend extra time with your eyes closed, letting the sun warm your face. Maybe through a window right now, just because it's still cold out if you live in the colder regions. But just remembering just those little things that you enjoy, sipping on a lovely cup of tea, whatever that might be. And when you stop and think about it, there are hundreds of ways to enjoy all of the little delicious elements that life has to offer as you head into the beauty of this season of spring ahead and find where your most perfect place to be is going to be. And I hope that you enjoy the beauty of spring and create and find time to create a business and personal life that you love. To your successes and victories, and until next week, Sherry Ruskus, over and out.